Welcome back, man.
This is Cold Blooded Recap, episode six.
Oh, I'm not gonna say the last one.
And welcome back. Usual, man. Shout out to the wife behind the camera.
Shout out.
Thank you for your work. But yeah, we're back again, episode six.
Yes, sir.
Hope you guys are doing great out there. Staying safe and staying clean.
Doing your thing, man. Yeah. And I'm sure you've already noticed it. I don't have to be the one to tell you. Danny doesn't have to be the one to tell you, but
let me scoot
peep over. That jersey, man. Yeah. Added to the newest addition added to the collection. We're not going to show you the front side because we don't want to show. You don't have to see that, okay? it's just safe to say that it's a really good jersey. And now we have the three colorways. So I think the only one that we kind of missing is the black one, but. That's a star edition. We don't need that.
Shout out to I actually got this on some page on Instagram. Mm-hmm. His at name on Instagram is Lakers All Day Every Day.
Shout out Lakers.
He's a great guy. He's very involved with his fans. So shout out to him. He's the one that got me this jersey.
For sure.
But it's pretty nice. Nice jersey to the collection. More to come for sure.
All the colorways now. So now we're just gonna get some super expensive, like $100,000 jerseys and stuff like that.
I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding. Definitely not that. But back again, man. Episode six. Welcome back, Danny.
Yeah.
We made it. How was your week?
My week was. It was all right.
Non-eventful.
one reason is I actually didn't work all week. I took the week off. But as we all know,
lucky you. Oh my God.
But as we all know, we can't do anything now.
Very true.
So I basically
not
stayed
the
home.
Best time to vacay.
Definitely stayed home, chilled with my wife. You know, we went on walks. Still watching Ozark. Mm-hmm. Great show, by the way. Great show.
Yes, I gotta get into that one. Still haven't gotten there yet.
Been doing that. We've actually gotten into I'm not sure if I talked about it before. Puzzles.
Yes.
And board games. We
they
got
are
so many.
Quite the puzzle puzzle pieces.
Yeah, we've completed a lot of puzzles.
Completers.
But also board games. Connect Four. We got Operation. We got Candyland. Monopoly.
By the way, usually after we start stop filming, we play some games and stuff like that. I've still yet to win.
My wife
I keep getting my
wins.
Butt whooped. Yeah, it's not fair.
We've been playing Uno.
Exactly. I feel like because we are under your roof that
is it an advantage?
It's an advantage. Home court, man. It's technically the same thing.
We'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
I'm always doubting my. I mean, my eyes are always trying to see their hands if they're keeping cards under the table. You know. I'm all jokes. I just suck.
It's been fun. Cards are always
for sure.
Board games are always fun.
Yeah.
I just feel like recently or now a lot of kids are more into the technology. iPads,
for sure.
Tablets,
Nintendo Switch,
phone, everything.
Shout out Animal Crossing, man.
And
take it over.
Board games to me, I feel like they're always a good stuff to go back to. If you're being bored at home, you got nothing
heck
to do.
Yeah.
Also, maybe watch or listen to the podcast.
That's the first priority. That should be the number one on their list.
Right.
First of all, then board games.
We have we actually have our podcast across a lot of platforms, actually.
For sure. I know the biggest ones is obviously
Spotify.
YouTube. I believe Google Podcasts is another one. Just some other little ones as well.
Right,
Anchor, of course. Shout out to Anchor. I know we've talked about it a little bit once. Or at least if we haven't talked about it, it's definitely in on our social medias. I know we've put that out there before. So, we're trying to get in on Apple Podcasts or podcasts, through iPhone. So that's a step that we're going to, kind of implement in the future.
Right. And going back to we have Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts. Radio Public and Spotify.
Radio Public is another one.
So like he was saying, we want to get it onto Apple.
Yeah, so we're gonna figure that out. I believe we just have to create an account and just kind of send it through and have it get accepted
and stuff
like that. So we're gonna figure that out. So most of you iPhone users, you don't have to jump through platforms. You can either just tune into YouTube or just whatever podcast platform you prefer. So.
Some but yeah,
exciting
that's
stuff.
My
exciting
week has
stuff.
Been kind of.
Kind of
eh. Yeah, I mean,
so.
I loved it because obviously it didn't work. And we talked about it before how I feel like we all need that kind of mental break.
Oh,
I
yeah,
feel like
it's been crazy.
It's a good, it's a good thing to help you mentally, you know, and it'll help you physically, I'm pretty sure, you know.
Yeah.
And so
I feel like just off. Work in general, just like you said, you know, just honestly, I feel like it should be a requirement to give us some time off after this whole shit, because I feel like no matter if you're working or not, it's an adjustment, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like even if you are working, it's even harder because now you have to like learn new hats. You're wearing new hats that you normally wouldn't in your day-to-day job, you know, trying to work with the, you know, the guidelines and stuff like that, CDC and you know, just whatever regulation or whatever. So it's been stressful. I mean, for me, I can speak for myself, obviously, and it's been tough. Like, I'm wearing new hats, doing more work, you know, struggling with the work because, not struggling, but basically I'm making mistakes because it's not my job, technically. Right. You know, I'm you know, doing something else that I haven't been doing. So,
What about you, though? How's your week?
Week is, I mean, getting slower.
Yeah.
You know, I know when I was working from home, my weeks were just like, bah, 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 bah.
Right.
But it's been good, man. Just getting adjusted back to the work life. Because obviously for those about a couple weeks, I was actually like not at work at all. Mm-hmm. And if I was, I was doing, you know, something simple. And then, you know, now I'm kind of rushed back and wearing a new hat, like I mentioned a little bit. So, but as far as my actual week, I mean, I'm still watching anime. I finished Attack on Titan.
Okay.
I started actually, I know you said it once before, I feel like every week I'm watching something else, but I'm not watching My Hero Academia.
Okay.
As well as still watching One Piece. I know I brought that up, you know, one of the earlier podcasts, but, you know, still watching that. It's a great show. It's actually kind of a funny show. You know, it's just kind of basically about, just to briefly touch on it, this kid lives in this world where superheroes and superpowers are kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them quirks. And this kid, his story basically is he didn't develop one. He was one of the percentages, or he was in that percentage group, or, you know, that didn't get it because it was a certain percentile. But anyways, he didn't get it, and it basically talks about how he inherits powers. And as of right now, he got accepted to a school just to kind of help him hone his powers and stuff like that. So I'm kind of there. It's a fun show, but you know, other than that, I've just been still consistent with my gym.
Yeah.
It's home gym. It's not the actual gym, but still running.
Good.
I've actually just weighed myself today. So with shoes, with sweats and a hoodie on, I weigh 178. So technically, I'm around a temp. Thank you. Technically, I'm around, you know, 174 if I just strip down. So that's good news because that's technically where I want to be.
Right.
So, yeah, man, just big chilling.
Good.
Living life, ready to talk about some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
A
lot of things happened this past weekend, or this week, I should say.
Let's talk about it.
We got some, obviously, the MJ documentary.
Oh, yeah. Another great freaking series. And I'm excited for the one tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, episode 5 and 6.
I believe Kobe's being
That's right, you know, too.
In one of these episodes. So,
And then Jameis Winston, he signs with the team.
Signed with the Saints. Congrats, man.
Andy Dalton as well. He signed with the team.
Andy Dalton.
And what
just
I
signed.
Think is weird is he signed before Cam Newton got signed. Just, I don't know.
And he also got paid before Dak Prescott.
The Bears declining their quarterback's option. And then another college athlete decommitting for the university.
Shout out to the NCAA, man.
Yep.
Doing big things, losing star athletes. Bum, bum, bum.
And NCAA news. We'll talk about that
more,
in a little bit.
Yeah,
yes.
More NCAA news. And what he's referring to, we'll just kind of briefly talk about it. But, you know, the fact that they came to an agreement that, or I believe it's being implemented 2021, 2022, that players are able to make a little bit of money on the side, third party. So we'll talk about that later. But
And then the NBA postponing some events that were supposed to happen recently.
Lottery
soon.
The draft.
NBA teams facilities opening actually yesterday.
Yes. Shout out to the practice.
And then NBA possibly delaying next season.
Practice.
Yeah. And then
that was big news.
The new Space Jam, the new legacy.
Love it, man.
2021.
I'm excited. And it's good because I actually, you know, now that that's kind of coming, you know, about I just watched the first. I know people are gonna be like, "What the flip,
dude?"
I just watched the first one like this year, so.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. Same here.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a great movie.
Everyone's talking about, you know. I think it's because Space Jam.
Yeah.
I've never watched it. I know. Right. I feel ashamed because it's a movie that every like basketball. You know, if you like basketball, you watch that movie so many times.
Right.
And you know, I honestly just watched it this year.
Yeah, me too. Because I think it came out on Netflix.
It did.
How I watched
exactly.
it
exactly.
So. But it was a, you know, it was my first time, so it kind of got me excited because the next one's coming out. 21, so
yeah,
that should be fun.
And then we actually jumping ships here.
Ooh, new ship.
Talking about some new music that came out this past week.
Very true, Drake.
This past week,
demo tapes. Pain 1993.
Some cool collabs.
Oh yeah, Beyonce and Megan for the savages out there.
Definitely, and then Doja and Nicki.
Doja Cat and Nicki supposedly coming out with some. By the way, the reason why we talk about, because I know we've talked about Doja and Megan a little bit before, Dan is a big fan. He doesn't have to lie. He is a very big fan of Doja and Megan Thee Stallion. Like, that's why we're talking about it. So I just want to put that out there. Okay, that this is okay. Danny's idea.
Yep. Nope. Not my idea.
So where we started, man? What
are we talking about so first? Let's jump back to Jameis Winston, the NFL.
Great signing.
Reports came out that he signed with the New Orleans Saints behind Drew Brees.
Obviously, yeah. So I'm going to give my take on it. I think it's a great, great choice, you know, choosing New Orleans. I believe Pittsburgh, which I mentioned would be another great choice, would be I could see that as the two option.
Right.
And the reason why I look at it as a two option now is because I saw someone's take on it, and they said that Drew Brees will do something that Big Ben will not or would not. And that's actually coach up, you know, Jameis Winston and make him a better player. Yes, being under, Ben Roethlisberger's wing wouldn't be such a bad idea, but he's also not the teacher Drew Brees would be and Sean Payton. Because I believe Sean Payton runs the offense in New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken. But I know in Pittsburgh, typically, you know, we have an offensive coordinator. So, but again, I could be wrong.
Okay.
But I think the better option is for sure the Saints. So the only thing that sucks is he got like 1.1 mil or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was a one year deal as well. I'm not sure the exact numbers, but it's a 1 year deal. And I mean, I think he's in the same situation because we forgot to mention last podcast that he was becoming a free agent.
That's correct.
We forgot that he was a free. I thought he still had a contract with the Bucks.
The Bucks, no, yeah.
He was a free agent, so he could have been anywhere. But if he would have stayed in Tampa, he would have been in the same boat behind someone.
Tom Brady. Good,
Tom Brady.
Which I'm pretty sure they didn't want to sign Jameis.
Yeah, I mean, they got Tom Brady.
Create controversy.
And like, I'm more surprised that he went to a franchise that kind of already had a quarterback. I mean, it's great for him. You know, he's going to get more learning experience. But I was just shocked because I thought in his mind that he could lead a team himself.
Yeah, or maybe. And I think with this move that he did, I think it just shows and demonstrates that he himself knew that he had, you know, to learn and grow.
Right, right.
He just got eye surgery. So I heard he's been, he's been able to see a lot better. He's clear vision. And now he gets to be coached up under Drew Brees and learn a little bit of, possibly, and honestly, Drew Brees is probably top 5, top 10 quarterback of all time.
He's still doing great.
So to learn under him for a year and maybe even be his successor and lead that team in the future, I don't think that's such a bad idea.
I mean, look at who is it, Teddy Bridgewater?
Exactly.
That led that team when Drew Brees got hurt. He was doing fantastic, and I give credit to Drew Brees.
And even look at what they're doing with Taysom Hill. I believe is the guy, the third string quarterback, which technically. Yeah. Sometimes he plays running back. Yeah, sometimes he plays a wildcat quarterback, receiver. He wears a lot of hats. But, I mean, if they can do that with him, what can't they do with Jameis Winston, which is a little bit more of a traditional quarterback. So it's exciting.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Exciting. I think it's a great move. We'll see how that plays out.
All transitions. And then we got another quarterback. Andy Dalton signs a one-year deal with the Cowboys. $7 million.
Three, somewhere around 3.3 guaranteed. So, I think it's good for him. Again, another situation where it's right. good for him. I don't know how it benefits the team other than if Dak gets hurt, they got a guy with very good experience. I believe 8 years now in the league. Been in the playoffs. Had battles with Pittsburgh and Baltimore, so he's not like a newbie just being thrown out there and you know, blood and water and stuff like that. So
I mean, I'm thinking maybe if they thought about it as bringing him in and him coaching up Dak Prescott along the way.
I don't think so because he's not that much older and he doesn't. They both been to the playoffs, I believe.
Yeah,
they've both done pretty good with their teams. Never surpassing a certain point, never surpassing, like, for example, for Bengals, they never really surpassed the Steelers or the Baltimore Ravens, and even if they did, they didn't get too far. Whereas what am I trying to make? Oh, with Cowboys and Dak, like, they kind of did the same. They couldn't get over the Packers or the Saints or whatever the case may be. So I think they're very much similar as far as achievement goes.
Yeah, but as I said earlier, I'm just surprised that he signed with the team before Cam Newton signed with the team.
Man, if we don't know how the politics work in the NFL by now.
But Cam, I don't
Kaepernick,
know.
Dare I say?
I'm not sure. I didn't look up details. If he was supposed to be, if he has to be traded or if he can just, is he
I
a
think
free
he's
agent?
I think he's free to walk. I believe he's a free agent. I could be wrong, but I believe he's a free agent. Regardless, though, I mean, and I was thinking about it, like, he's not being blackballed like Colin Kaepernick, but I definitely do think as far as team-wise right now, there isn't a lot of places that fit him. Carolina was one of the very few teams that would fit him. Another one would be Seahawks, but that's Russell Wilson's team. You know, maybe he can go
style,
to, yeah, maybe he can go to San Diego, but there is, they drafted a quarterback. They signed Tyrod Taylor, and I believe they have, do they have Bridgewater down there?
I think so. No, he went to the, oh, they do. Phillip Rivers went to the Colts.
Yeah, that one's a weird one. Anyways, wait, that one kind of got overlooked.
Kind of threw me off, huh?
Yeah, I was like, what the frick? Like, oh, did that just happen? And I think it happened before Brady. But it was definitely during the quarantine, so no one really noticed. I just found out, like, I think Schefter, I saw Schefter's tweet, like, maybe a week later, which that goes to show how under the radar it was if I didn't see it. You know, so where would he fit, though? Like,
right.
Houston has, you know, Deshaun down there. The other Texas team, Cowboys, they got Dak. Obviously, they wouldn't sign Cam Newton. Let's go to the East Coast. Bills got Allen. Miami just drafted Tua. Tampa got Brady.
Jets have Sam.
Jacksonville, maybe? But do they really want him? Because up, okay, let's go a little bit higher. New York's not paying Cam. Jets.
Sam Donald.
Darnold. Yeah, like I said, Bill's not doing it. Massachusetts, he could go to, Boston, but they're not. I don't think that's Bill Belichick's offense or MO.
That would be a weird
Philly
combo.
Got Wentz, and they also just drafted Hurts, where, you know, not really – doesn't really fit them. Chicago, maybe?
Yeah, oh, talking about Chicago.
Right.
Chicago actually declined their fifth-year option
with
Trubisky.
Which, at this point, okay, I want to hear what your opinion is on it, but at this point, didn't we already know?
It was kind of going towards that way. Their fan base wasn't really happy with...
from the start, he was trash, man.
I don't know.
And he's had a pretty good team around him. I mean... Yeah. Especially after the Khalil Mack went down and we saw how their defense kind of stepped it up. I don't think he's ever played, like, at an elite level.
Yeah,
of course, he's played at a consistent, like, top 32 quarterback, but there is 32 teams.
Right.
So or something around that number. But, you know, he's never been good. He's never – even in college, I don't know what they saw in him. They put a lot of faith in him, but
I think he just needs a couple years to develop.
No, I don't think he's just that guy. He's just one of those quarterbacks that he's gonna be Andy Dalton. Was good enough for the first few years, but after the first contract, it's kind of like
we need to move
this guy
on.
Never really went anywhere, and he's not going anywhere.
And do you think it'd be a good fit for Cam to come to the Bears?
I don't think it would be. a bad thing.
Would, if you were the Bears front office, would you give it a try?
I mean, I'm a Cam fan. So if I'm being biased, yes. Mm-hmm. If I'm not being biased, I mean, who else could you grab? I mean, technically, he still has a year to prove himself, right, Trubisky? So I guess they could bring him over, but they'd still have Mitchell or Michael, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Trubisky.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
I think...
I'm not sure what the Bears plan. I'm not sure if they drafted a quarterback or...
I don't think so.
I don't know who their backup quarterback is. I mean,
the Packers drafted Jordan Love.
Oh, there you
that
go.
That was a dumb move. I don't know what their plan is.
Maybe just to develop him for the next couple of years. Because, I mean, Rodgers still has a...
But you got Rodgers for another... he could play maybe another 5 to 6.
Yeah, he can definitely play. So maybe that's their plan with this quarterback is kind of get him trained up for 3, 4, 5 years, and maybe after that, then
I don't know. But at that point, too, it's like you don't draft a guy in the second round and not play him.
Yeah.
At some point, right? So it's like, and does he want to sit for five mm-hmm. years, 6 years? Like,
yeah.
You know, like what? Like at that point, it's like, okay, why'd you draft him at 2?
Right. Yeah, so I'm not sure what the Bears' plan is, though, going back to the Bears. Who knows?
Who knows?
I haven't
Who
looked
cares
into
about
it?
The Bears anyways?
I haven't looked into
the addicted
it.
Days.
But I'm pretty sure a lot more NFL news happened, but that was kind of what we wanted
to talk
about.
The draft was fun, though. The draft was fun, yes. So that was good. Good to see.
And then now we're jumping over to the NCAA.
Yes, the lovely NCAA.
Some great news for some college athletes.
Yeah, let's start off at, I believe his name is Deshaun? Deshaun?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to say his name exactly. It's Nick.
Yeah, I believe it's Deshaun Nicks. Decommits from UCLA, and now he's going to join the G League.
To the G League.
The G League Avenue.
I'm not sure who he's signing with. I'm not sure if he's going to but...
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's the team that Isaiah Todd and Jalen Green are on.
Really?
They're forming that team. I don't know who else is going to be entered in that mix. They're trying to get more top prospects.
Right.
I'm not sure what's going on because right now it's kind of like limited in detail. But
yeah, he decommitted. Nick's decommitted from UCLA.
Yeah. Shout out UCLA, though, man. But it's kind of a stinger. But, you know, I mean, anytime that something affects the NCAA – you know, I'm kind of happy. Again, I love college sports. I just kind of hate
how they run it,
how the players don't get paid, pretty
right.
much. Which, speaking of, we're gonna talk about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the NCAA is starting to, basically, just to make a long story short, they are allowing players to finally make money off their name and likeness, third party, whether that's social media, endorsements, or stuff like that, which I love it.
Yes, of course.
I believe they kind of brought it into action, or they made this come a lot sooner than it was probably in their intentions to, was because of these players decommitting.
Right.
Top
recruit top players coming out of high school.
Prospects.
We're skipping the NCAA, mm-hmm. and obviously.
And basically sticking it to, like, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm choosing the, you know, like kind of like Jalen, Green did it. I mean, obviously he did his due diligence and took visits and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, he never committed, I don't believe. So he was just like, okay, I weighed my options. I'm choosing the G League. Whereas Isaiah Todd or, Knicks just did, and committing to a team. Or to a college and then decommitting. So I think that's kind of like what made it sting for the NCAA. So I'm happy it's coming into play. Yes. But.
Big but.
I will say the NCAA, if I read it correctly and if I was informed, by watching videos correctly, the NCAA is still not paying a dime.
Nope.
Other than the college education. So I think it's kind of like it's half-hearted because it's kind of a slap in the face, too, where it's like, here, we're letting you make money, but we're not paying you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of like, well, does the NBA play the players? The NBA plays player, right?
Right.
And they're allowed to make money off their likeness and appearances. So mm-hmm. it's just like, it's just half of what, like, should really...
Right. Because of their name.
Exactly.
And they're the ones that build it, They're the ones that work there. Their butt off, and get their name to where they are.
And the only argument you can ever say that would outweigh a player being able to make money off themselves is that these schools provide a platform. So it kind of, by default, like a big school like Duke or whatever, has more coverage and more, you know, potential to
expose your...
Exactly, gain more exposure. So I get it. And you can't, that's kind of like, I guess you can say it goes hand in hand with the, you know, the with these athletes and the scholarships and, you know, having education or whatever. But at the same time, it's like, you can't build that. Like, you can't ask me to pay for that, because it's kind of like you said, it's your platform. You're just allowing me to be on your campus and do what I'm going to do anyway. So I guess in turn, that's the only like thing that you can see would possibly give you a chance to make more money than if you were to take your own path. But at the same time, it's like, you're taking a risk anyways, right? You can still get hurt. You can go to a school and they suck and now you're getting less coverage. Like, you know, sometimes maybe you go to a school that doesn't get enough coverage, and at the end of the day, you're losing money anyways.
Yeah.
Whether you know, you're in college or whatever. Mm-hmm. So.
But I think it's a good thing that at least they're allowing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a step closer to possibly the NCAA actually paying, because they're the ones that get paid millions and millions.
Billions,
NCAA,
I think it's a multi-billion dollar.
Billion dollars, you know. And they're not paying who are they? They're not paying the athletes.
The people that are making the money.
The people that are getting these people to come out and watch them, you know?
Yeah.
But at least they're doing this for them. I mean, it just sucks for the players in the past.
Yeah, it sucks because, like, players like, I believe, James Wiseman.
Mm-hmm.
He was the top prospect this last year, or in the class with LaMelo Ball, if I'm not mistaken. Right. But I believe he took money. He was obviously he was the number one recruit. Went to Memphis, went to play for Penny Hardaway, and you know he got in trouble.
He got booted.
And, you know, which is so freaking stupid.
Yeah, it sucks. I wish I could have watched him a little bit more.
Man, if he was a player, I really wanted to watch LaMelo Ball, I wanted to watch him even more. James Wiseman, that is.
Yeah.
You know, and to be with Memphis, which would have been freaking dope.
That team was
good. You know, they're stacked, it sucks. Yeah, they were a good team. So.
It is what it is, but at least they're getting some money at least.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Now the NBA, jumping to the NBA, we got some news that they're actually going to postpone a couple things coming up. Obviously, the draft and the lottery.
I suspected that. What do you think about it?
I mean, at this point, it was expected.
Yeah.
Everything's being delayed or postponed. It is what it is. You know, we can't really do anything about it.
Right.
Kind of expected, like I said.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I think it's, like I said, expected. So, plus, at the end of the day, it's cool to see the draft and the lottery, but I kind of liked how the NFL did it, right?
Right.
I think that wouldn't be such a bad idea, but I think maybe they're postponing it because they haven't been doing the due diligence and the research, and maybe they were just kind of like, well, what's going on? And you know, everything was up in the air for a while, but I think we're starting to get a little bit more, clear answers at this point, but still. So I think that's kind of what it's coming back to. It's because of that, but we'll see.
And then
I hope they do something like the NFL.
So. Right. And then the start of the next season actually is supposed to start in December,
which usually starts in October, right?
Yeah. No, it's a
couple months.
October, yes, the end of October, mid October. That's when the beginning of the season usually starts.
So what I'm thinking, because of that, they're thinking that the season will still happen.
Because of that. So supposedly, there's still some hope that this season will be played.
Right.
I'm not sure if you've seen LeBron James said something on Twitter.
Yeah.
About him, like, I guess people were saying that people want or not want. People are leaning towards closing or ending the season, basically.
Yeah, like, but he was saying that, like, nah, everyone that wants to play wants to play.
I've never heard anyone say that we're not doing this season. You know, people are still trying to, still have hope.
Yes,
still optimistic about it. So that kind of gives me hope.
For sure.
At least some sort of playoffs.
Some sort of closure.
And then Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers, man.
What did he say? I'm not sure if you remember a couple weeks ago. They were saying that if they do have a playoff game or series, the championship, the team, when it says on the history, the team would have an asterisk next to their name because it's saying like it was, the season was partly delayed or postponed. And he's saying that there shouldn't be, that shouldn't happen, because if anything, it's harder than if, it's harder, how do I explain it? Like, it's harder for someone to win a championship in this kind of what we're what's happening now, mm-hmm. than if it was happened normal, because now you have to adjust to this all of a sudden stop and then get your body back to playing basketball.
Right.
It's harder than if you, if the season would have been regular.
Right.
So he's saying they shouldn't have been an asterisk. They shouldn't be an asterisk.
So my take on that, I don't agree with, or I do agree with, as far as the asterisk goes, I don't know if it would apply. But I do agree that it's kind of weird, and I don't know how I would feel about it.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Will say that, because it could, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's a very valid point that I never thought about.
Mm-hmm, me either.
But that is weird. You kind of can't just like dis or not count the fact that or bring up the fact that, you know, we did kind of miss like a couple months.
Right, right, right.
Maybe three or four, or you know, depending on how long this goes. You cannot mention that. So that would be something weird, which if it got to that point, if it does happen, which it looks like it may happen, or at least we're optimistic about it,
mm-hmm.
it would still be a championship, no asterisk.
Right.
But it would definitely be weird.
Yeah.
I will say that. Whether it's harder or not, I mean, I
don't
know.
So if there is no, hopefully not, if there is no playoffs or anything, who do you think, what would happen like in the history books? What would be placed there? Like just no skipped. Championship game
yeah.
played?
Yeah. It's kind of like the Olympics. Like, you know how the Olympics are getting delayed? They're just being, instead of 2020, it's going to be 2021 or 2022, whenever their plan is. Mm.
And do you think they're going to go off, because you like it's every 4 years?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to go off of 2020 or 2020, whenever that happens?
I don't know. Because I know at some point, I believe they just didn't do the Olympics 1 year. So I don't know if...
Oh.
So yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't know how that works, but I would think they would just kind of keep it like,
right,
you know, because there is world championships too, like every 2 years,
mm-hmm.
instead of like Olympics where it's every four. So I don't know if that would get postponed to another 2 years or whatever. So I don't know.
Yeah, I it just sucks that everything's being postponed. And, you know, the next season isn't gonna, supposedly it's not supposed to start till December.
Yeah, which isn't too bad. That'd be kind of cool, because it's still kind of like we're still getting our Christmas games.
Game.
I mean, and to be honest, I don't watch as much basketball in October and November because I'm watching football.
Mm-hmm.
Than December, January, because at that point football's almost over. I'm starting to watch basketball a little bit more. So that's not an issue for me.
Right.
I think I don't tune into basketball enough anyways. October and also because. Who cares about the beginning of the season, right?
Right, right, right.
We all know basketball is boring anyways, exactly.
Right.
The games are fun to watch. It's entertainment, but come on. They're right. kind of boring.
some big news, John.
Let me know.
LeBron James, he Ooh, leaked out space. The Space Jam logo.
Space Jam.
It'll.
I love the hat. If it ever drops, I'm buying it.
No matter
I'm
what,
buying
right?
it. No matter
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming. Space Jam, the new legacy, is supposed to be coming out. 2021.
I'm excited.
I wish it was this year, 2020, but
we wouldn't be able to go to the movies anyway.
Nah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. That's the fun part, right?
Exactly.
Paying $10 for popcorn.
Man.
Anyways, man. 2021.
We can go on a rant about movie theater snacks. Those things are just
2021. Space Jam.
I'm excited.
Like I said earlier, I just watched the original Space Jam with Michael Jordan in it this year, which it was great. It was a great movie, you know.
Mm-hmm. And before you guys think I'm crazy for not watching that movie, we played football, and I don't think I ever watched Friday Night Lights.
Oh, okay. I did. I did do that.
Yeah, because I – or remember the tie-ins or those
You never watched like, those?
No, because I was always asleep.
Oh.
I never cared about watching the movies. And then, obviously, I never had cable until this past year or so, or maybe 2 years now. But we just didn't grow up with
right,
cable.
Right.
We didn't grow up with Wi-Fi. Like, we – my parents didn't feel the need for it. They didn't know how to use it. They didn't feel we needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of always just not had those things.
Right,
so,
right.
Didn't really go to the movies. If we watched movies, they were VCS or
VHS.
VHS or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that was my childhood. I had a little bit more of a less modern childhood. But
yeah, I don't know why I waited so long.
So that's why.
I don't know why I waited.
Now.
Sorry, I cut you off. I don't know why I waited so long to watch Space Jam. I really don't.
It is what it is.
But yeah,
it was fun.
He leaked out the logo, and I'm excited for
Pretty
it.
Pretty dope. I love, by the way, I love you know, LeBron James's new Kimbo Slice beard. I think it looks good.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
It looks good on him, so.
Not bad.
All right, what else we got?
Dude, we got some, like I said earlier, we're jumping ships.
Talking new music.
About new music.
Let's talk about Doja and Nicki, because that's totally Danny's favorite.
Apparently, I was just informed. I don't know much about music.
He's lying. He's being modest. He's being modest.
Apparently, they're coming. They're coming out with new music.
Yeah, it's dope. And I don't know when it's coming, but you know, I know we did get a little bit of you know, Megan Thee Stallion. And you know, Queen Bee. Shout out Queen Bee's, or the whatever her you know club is called.
Beehives.
The Beehives. That's what it is. Shout out the Beehives.
I didn't even know that. To be honest, love Beyonce.
So it was pretty dope. I did listen to the track. It's pretty dope. Definitely you know, makes you wanna be a savage. You know, whatever that dance is. TikTok. Shout out TikTok, Mike.
So. So hold on, going back to the Doja and Nicki.
Let's go back to Doja. Doja.
Are they making just like one song, or are they making like a whole?
From track? What I heard, I believe it's a remix of probably Say So or something. Yeah. Look at me, man.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, I love that song.
So it's a remix of that.
I know a little bit of the dance. It's like something like. Say So.
I think it already actually came out.
Did it?
Oh, it came out.
Oh,
we'll
listen to that then.
Oh wow. Yeah. This after weekend. This, we'll.
Well, we'll jam out. We'll make a TikTok. But yeah, no. But really, the real exciting news: Drake album. What do you think, Danny? Rate 1 to 10. Is it fire? Is it trash? Do we need it? Do we keep it? Do we leave it?
So I like it. I don't like all the songs. You know, I'm like I said, I'm not a music guy, but there's some songs I could jam to. But I also saw something on social media where it was people. Miss the old Drake, like the
like
Drake,
take care,
Marvin's Room. People miss that.
People
want
to be sad.
They like
so
that.
Bad.
They like that Drake more than the new Drake. I want to know what you think about that. Well, how do you feel about that?
I love Drake, man. He's in my top five.
Yeah.
As well as Abel, and you know, I love what Toronto's doing up there. So shout out Tory Lanez too. I love Tory Lanez. I love Drake. Anything. I'm a person that is, I'm not afraid to change. I love change.
Mm-hmm.
So if something I love changes, then I'm just going to adapt just like they are adapting. If I change, you know, I just adapt with it. So, that's just kind of how I view life. Like, The Weeknd, I mean, I guess some of the same thing can be applied, especially with his Starboy album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you listen to that one at all, but going from like, let's just say like trilogy, you know, and the three P's he had on that tape when it was released. So basically the trilogy is three tapes that he had beforehand and just kind of put it into one. You know, and then he had, you know, the next album after that, and I believe he had one more album after that, and then he had the Starboy one, which the Starboy one, people were like, I mean, it's good, but it's not like the old, you know, Weekend where he was talking about fucking bitches, you know, drugs and stuff like that, and that was the shit where, like, people were like, fuck yeah, and again, trilogy, but his last two albums were pretty good. I mean, the one he just dropped, you know, kind of the Vegas theme,
mm-hmm.
The one before that, My Dear Melancholy, was another great album, so, anyways, what the frick was I talking about? Drake,
we're supposed to be talking about Drake, and you start talking about The Weeknd.
I know. I just go on a tangent. But yeah, the Drake album, I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was dope. I know the much-awaited song was Pain 1993, which I thought was pretty dope.
I saw that one was a favorite because I've seen it on social media
a lot. There was a leak, and people were, you know, so excited to see it.
Yeah.
Drake, I believe he previewed War, which, if I'm not mistaken, was the 14th or the last one on the album. So
okay.
That was another good song, but my favorite, my personal favorite is the Florida Love song. I believe it has a different name to it. I probably butchered it, but and then D4L was another great song.
You talking about Chicago Freestyle?
Chicago Freestyle is actually my second favorite. That one's a great song. You know, Danny's wife behind the camera actually loves that song as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Great freaking, I loved it. I love the album.
I mean who
I remember my point. I love Drake's regardless of what he puts
out. Okay,
that was the point.
Okay. Yeah, I'm more of the like, if I want to jam out in my living room and just chill, I am putting on 2000s R&B. I'm sorry. That's Ja just Rule? Me. You know, that's just me. 2000 R&B.
Right.
No, my wife right. loves it, so we like to jam out to it. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just like I can. That's the part of the one genre I can, you know, put the volume up. And the other songs, I'm like kind of turn it down, kind of mm-hmm. keep it low. But with 2000 R&B, it's more of a turn it up, you know?
For sure.
I don't know why. I think I just grew up. I'm in love with the strippers. I don't know why. When I was freaking like, I don't know how old I was, I'd be singing that in the car, not knowing what the hell I was saying, but yeah. I loved the song. Yeah, it was catchy.
I agree.
And so, I don't know. Right now, that's what I like listening to, R&B.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, who can complain of new music? Everyone loves new music, sure. You know, especially right now. I'm not complaining.
It's exciting. I think it's a warm up for the summer because I believe Drake's coming out with more, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's grinding, man. That's crazy.
Uzi dropped the great album.
What about some Snoop?
Oh man, shout out that song, man.
Yeah, I listened to that the other day. My wife was telling me about it. Like I said, I'm not a music guy. She's the one that told me, "Hey, did you know Snoop and Banda MS made a song?" I was like, "What? Okay."
It's a dope.
How does that
song
go?
Shout out Theo Snoop Dogg. You know, it was a great song. I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, who else could pull it off but him?
So. right.
I thought that was pretty dope.
It was cool. So, but
I think we're just about wrapping up.
Yeah, I think that's all our topics we got.
That's pretty much it. Another week, another dollar.
Let us know. Before I get going, we appreciate everyone's support. Everyone subscribes, comments, interacts with us. We also have social media. I'm not sure if we talked about this. We got social media, Facebook, actually on Facebook now. I'm going to try to start running that page, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yes.
We'll have that all below.
All the links in the description down below. Shout out to description, man. Shout out to the shout outs.
Right. So we appreciate you guys tuning in.
For sure.
And you guys stay tuned for more.
That's it. Let's cut it.